tonight's Power Talk on 20 Keys to Growth. And I want to take this time with you guys tonight because over the years I've been practicing, I've noticed consistencies in doctors that have had phenomenal growth in their practices, meaning, you know, seeing them grow 150, 200, 250 patient visits in a year, and having just an incredible lifestyle, incredible income. And then on the flip side of it, I've seen guys that haven't really taken off at all. And the purpose of this call tonight is really to give you a 20-point checklist. So as I'm going through this tonight, I want you to take the time and say, yeah, I need to do that. Or, yeah, I'm good at that, but maybe I can add this one thing. And what I'm going to do, because I'm recording this, because I have clients on, we have guests on from all over North America, is I'm going to talk about a minimum thing you should do and a maximum thing, meaning if you've been in practice for a number of years, you're doing this, what can I do to maybe up the ante one more thing? So, again, pen and paper, and then you guys should be able to walk out of here with at least a 5 to 10, if not more, tools, procedures, things you can put in your practice that are literally going to shift you over the next couple months. So number one is I want to talk about the 3 P's, and I've talked about this at many of my seminars. And the 3 P's really stand for purpose, passion, and principle. Now, what I mean by that is you got to get on fire when you're in your practice. You know, today I was in practice, and, yeah, it's a brand-new practice, and it's not as busy as it used to be, but, you know, the people are all saying, hey, Dr. Mike, you're really happy. You know, you love what you do. I can really feel it. And I would just spin and parlay that with asking for referrals or talk about the new patient special, whatever it might be. When you get excited, they get excited. When they see that you're passionate about what you're doing and that you're on purpose, they get on purpose and become passionate too. But if you're walking in there and you're dragging your heels and you're having a bad day and you're not on fire, well, you know what? You're actually going to just sabotage your practice. So doctors often say, Dr. Mike, how do I get on purpose? Well, first thing I tell them, is find your passion. Find out what you're passionate about. And you might have the gift of the gab. You want to talk to people. Well, maybe talk tick. Or maybe you need to get into more nutrition or exercise in your practice. Maybe it's pediatric. Whatever it is, find out what you're passionate about in your practice and just let it flow from above down. Number two is the 2 E's. So we've gone from the 3 P's to the 2 E's. And those 2 E's are energy and environment. What I mean by that is I'm going to talk about your environment. You know, I'm a firm believer that one of your core values must be magnificence, the things around you. From the office you work in to the car you drive to the food you eat, you've got to have a magnificent environment because that creates energy as well. So, you know, one of the things you need to do is maybe take a look at your practice. Maybe you need to change the carpet or put a new coat of paint on the wall. I had a doctor tell me that every year, she repaints her office. I thought that was so cool. Number 3 is planning. And what I'm talking about is the 12-month calendar. You know, I get a lot of doctors that are just struggling. I say, well, what'd you do this month for marketing? Well, you know, I kind of relied on referrals. Well, how about getting out there and doing a talk or doing a screening or, you know, maybe doing direct mail piece or social media, but do something different. So here's my challenge. If you're not marketing yourself and you rely internally just on referrals, let's just add at a minimum one thing. But if you are doing the 12-month calendar, so many of my doctors have excelled in my program do, that I want you to, a weekend, one time a year, January would be a good time or into December, and do strategic planning. Lay out that 12-month calendar with your team. Bring all your CAs in. You're going to see this at Prosperity and how we do this. But it's going to flow when you have everything laid out and it's succinct. It's just boom, 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 boom. And you know what's happening 30 days in advance. Number 4 is team training. I cannot emphasize enough how many times in the past that I skipped team training because it was nice outside, because I wanted to go for a run or I wanted to go work out or lay by the pool. And you know what? I let it slide, and so did my practice. And I learned my lessons that now I team train at least an hour a week. And, again, if you're not and you know, you're not wondering why your CAs are sort of dragging their heels, then they're looking for leadership, and they're asking you for it. So get into team training. In my practice, when you're really, really good at this, you're going to be team training at least 2 hours per week, and then micro huddles for maybe 15 minutes twice a week. So it's about 2.5 hours of training. Number 5 is hiring the right people. I can't emphasize enough how many years that I've gone through just pure torture and agony because I had B players in my practice. and my companies. And I learned a lesson early on that these people have got to be wind in your sails or they're going to be an anchor on your boat. And I learned to hire only A players. How can you tell if you got an A player? You tell them once, and they do it better than what you expect. You tell them, and they get it done before it's due. You ask them once, and you never have to ask them again. And when you ask them, they come back to you and say, hey, Doc, what can I do for you today? How can I move your vision forward? That's an A player. Now, what I recommend is, one, you need to learn at a minimum how to hire an A player, but at the most is keep a file on people that you're hiring. Keep that file. And, you know, I always keep a file of people that walk in my office. This happened to me about 2 years ago when Sally walked in, dropped off her resume. She just had this energy that exuded from her. She had this amazing Australian accent. Dropped off her resume. My office manager said, you want to meet this girl? I said, well, just put her resume in the file. Her immediately the next day. Immediately. She was unbelievable, and she really helped move my practice forward. Number six is performance evaluations. If you're not doing a performance evaluation, I'm going to recommend you at least start. And it could be a simple one, or it could be one that you do at a maximal every 3 months. I do performance evaluations every 3 months with my team. And if you're not doing that, it's going to cost you. Number seven is your musts and your whips. And what I mean by that, a must is a target you got to set. For example, let's suppose your practice is at 300 a week, and in 1 year you want to bring up to 400 a week. Well, we call this schedule to goal. What I mean by that is if you're seeing 30 new patients and you're stuck at 300, that means to go to 400 patient visits, you need to see 40 new ones. So a must is a target, meaning what do you need to do to attract 40 new ones per month? And a WIT, a whatever it takes, is basically doing whatever it takes. I was consulting with a doctor yesterday, starting a brand new practice. He says, Mike, why do we have to do screenings? Why do we have to do talks? I just want to open my doors and have people walk in. And I said, suck it up, man. I said, you got to do whatever it takes to build your practice. You got to put food on the table for your kids. You got to support your household. You're the man in the house. Nut up or shut up. And bottom line, it came down to this. He didn't want to do it. So you know what? This is a business. And you should be a businessman. It's not out there. A businesswoman not out there kicking ass. You want to shift your practice, set targets. And you know what? I'm going to recommend this. If you're already doing that, let's set a stretch goal. If you had 1 year to live and you had 365 days to make a difference in your practice, maybe to double it, what would you do? You know, I have seen guys go from 0 to 200, 0 to 300 patient visits in 1 year. I got a doctor that's gone from 150 up to 400 a week. How did he do it? He just kicked ass. He took no prisoners. He just played full out. And you can do it too. But you got to want it. That really comes back to point number one, which is your purpose and your passion. Number eight, and this is really critical, is management by agreements, checklists, and objectives. Management by agreements, checklists, and objectives. And what I mean by that is you need to have an agreement with every person in your practice, from your front desk today to your office manager, your PR, even you. Everything we do, everything I do in my businesses is always management by agreement. We have an outline, an understanding, and a signed copy that both of us have. We also have a checklist, a mandate. We know exactly what our job expectations are, even my checklist. You know, I have a checklist at the end of the day. I go through my end of day sheet. I do reactivations and recalls. People are off kick. I do whatever is necessary in order to build that practice. I tell you what, it's amazing when you, the doctor, get on the phone, the difference you can make. We rely on our CAs, but you know, people listen twice as hard when you're on the phone, even if you leave a voicemail. And management by objective says there must be five objectives in the practice. One, that everybody knows by heart. It's on a little 3x5 card. I don't care if they carry it around or tape it on their forehead. But they have to know those five objectives cold. And they also have five objectives for their personal position. Front desk, PR, office management, doctors in the back. So I've got to give up 20 new patient packages per month. I've got to do 15 recalls. Three of those are leads per week. I've got to get 20 testimonials, you know, if one per day, or at least start with a minimum of one per week. So you can start small and you can stretch it big. But I'm going to guarantee that if you, the doctor, showing your team that you're playing full out and you have a vision, they're going to play twice as hard and they're going to carry that sailboat of yours wherever you want to go. Number nine, on top of this, is you got to have bonus systems. I was furious because my wife, who I share a practice with, didn't have a bonus system. And you know what? I could tell my CA wasn't playing full out. I sat down with her and I said, Deesa, I said, let's create a bonus system. It's going to get you so hungry that you're going to want to help hit the targets. And we sat down, we made this incredible bonus system based on the number of new ones that come in, based on growth, which represented an incredible amount of income in this. And we also increased her wages per hour as we grew. She got excited. I could see it in her face. She told me, Dr. Mike, I'm not even making ends meet. I might have to quit my job. I might have to take a second job. And I said, well, let's make an incentive that's too irresistible. But we created this bonus system based on number of new patients coming in, hitting targets, and based on growth. And she would actually earn an extra dollar an hour as we hit these targets of growth. Well, I tell you, she got excited. And we even set a growth target where we hit a certain volume, she's going to get a tech fee to help her out. So two people in the practice. Number 10 is massive marketing. I'm going to suggest that you are a business. I'm not going to suggest. Let's be frank. Please, you are a business. And if you're not marketing yourself and you're just relying on walk-ins, referrals, I'm going to guarantee that you are probably at half your potential. Man, if we could make a Lamborghini out of that Chevy, why wouldn't you want to? You know, I got doctors that are doing simple little deal finds and Groupons and getting over 100 new patients. People doing direct mail pieces and getting 25 to 35 new ones. People going out to screenings, when they master these, they'll get 30 or 40, even 50 new ones. Man, you could be a superstar in everything you do. Does it take a lot of time? You don't have to do it. Get it to a team, a PR person. Make sure they're an A player. Make sure they're playing full out. But you got to get into massive marketing. Add one thing internal and one thing external at a minimum. Just one to start. And again, if you're really good at this, let me help you create the ultimate 12-month marketing calendar. Number 11 is rituals. Rituals, I'm talking about your personal rituals, come down to two things that I believe, and that's energy and your psychology or your self-esteem. When you're working out right, when you're eating pure, healthy nutrition, taking your core essentials, your essential fatty acids, your vitamin Ds, your multi-minerals and vitamins, when you're pumping iron, you're running, you're meditating, I'm a guarantee you're a different person. You already know that because you've done that before. You've worked out for a week or two, and you kicked ass. Your practice grew. Your life changed. Your relationships rebounded. The same in your practice, but the key is consistency. So where are you where you're not? I had a doctor years ago. He said to me, he says, Mike, I can't break 150. I go, a day? He goes, no, a week. He goes, I'm tired. Friday, I just want to crawl into bed. I'm tired. I said, dude, you're like got to be at least 100 pounds overweight. Let's start to run. So at the minimum, I got him out there running. And he took off those pounds like a dirty shirt. His energy went up. His self-esteem went through the roof. And you know what happened? He shifted. His practice grew. Now, if you're already doing that, then let's get into core. Let's get into the weight training. Let's get into the running. Let's get into, you know, whatever needs to be on the nutrition. It needs to be pure. Let's dump the McDonald's and the Wendy's and start eating pure nutrition. Number 12 is I want you to start compounding your patients. And what I mean by that, I want you to look for opportunity with every patient every day of where you can build your practice. I had a really interesting day. I had a lady that came in, and she came from this different island. She actually had to take a ferry, like literally an hour to get to me. She was in a wheelchair. She had a stroke. And she says, my daughter comes here. I'm over in North Caicos, an hour away, but she says, I know you can help me. And here she is, numb on half of her body. Yeah, she lit up the screen. Yes, she was subluxated. She's 75 years old, had a stroke, and she says, I know you can help me. So what do you think I kicked about all day? I had this amazing case that came in. This lady had subluxation, and she had a stroke, and we're going to be able to help her out. And one of my patients perked up. She goes, oh, my gosh, my husband has a stroke. He's getting headaches, and he's got this problem, that problem. I showed her this lady's scan. She lit up. She goes, oh, my gosh, I got to get him in. And I parlayed with my $40 summer examination. I talked about that case all day. You don't think I had people talking about it? You see, I got excited. I was energetic. I was passionate. I talked about something that I love doing. I looked for the family gift certificates on the way out for family. I looked for the health passes. I was talking about who do you know also suffers from. So I looked for an opportunity. I wasn't talking about the golf. I wasn't talking about the weather. I was talking about saving lives, about getting people on care. Number 13 is scripts and procedures. You know, it was really interesting. I talked to a client of mine out in Alberta this week, and she goes, Mike, I'm blowing people out of the water. I said, well, let me hear your checkout script. And she said, I said, where did you get that script? Because it absolutely and horribly sucks. And she says, well, I got that from a different coaching company. I said, well, why are you coaching with me? We spent the last 3 weeks redoing the script, going over them again, making sure she was solid. She came back to me and she said three things. Oh, my God. She goes, what a difference. Every one of your scripts was benefit-laden and moved the patient to where you wanted them to go. I said, that's exactly what they're designed for. She was following my scripts to a T. You got to be scripted. You don't think you don't go into McDonald's and the girls at the counter are trained to say, would you like to supersize that? Not that you would go to McDonald's, but you got the idea. Or would you like fries with that? You know that one simple line adds $250,000 per McDonald's per year? It's scripted. You need to have a very solid script that moves your patients from exam to doctor's report, from doctor's report to the back room for financials, from financials to predictably saying, yes, where do I sign up? And if you're not doing that, I'm going to guarantee that you're killing the practice. I had a Dr. Jason, and his checkout script was terrible. We role-played mine that he should have been using for 5 years, and he literally shifted his conversions from 40 to 80% within 2 weeks. The anniversary, number 14, is your anniversary report. I want to suggest that many of you have your back door wide open. And what I mean by that, I'm not talking about your pants. I talk about the barn. And your door is wide open. When new patients are coming in, they're staying for a while, but they're heading right at the back end. And you're going, where's so-and-so? Where's so-and-so? You can't even see them. You can't even find them. And what's happening is people are not brought through a system of progress comparative exams where you're checking posture or doing a rescan or an x-ray, where you're goal-posting them for the next period of care and then moving them into an anniversary report and anniversary care. And we talk about wellness plans 1 and 2. If you're not doing that, I'm going to guarantee you're probably losing out on anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 per month and getting people under lifetime care. That's so critical. Number 15 is the doctor's report. And what I mean by the doctor's report, that is your spinal care workshop. That is the new patient orientation. You know, I have old timers that tell me, Mike, that's the best thing they ever did. They actually were able to tell the story in front of people. And when they did that, their practices exploded. They got friends and family in. That's how this lady came in from North Caicos. Her daughter told her about it. She said, you got to go see this incredible chiropractor. He's saving lives. He's turning on the power. He's healing from above down inside out. He's expressing people's inborn intelligence. Wow. And now they're coming by ferry? That's cool. Nobody's ever come by boat to my practice. I got to love it. So the doctor's report is critical. Make sure everybody goes to one. I have a policy. No doctor's report, no care, period. You got to be there. So we make sure everybody's at it. Number 16, I sort of touched on this with the anniversaries, is your progress and comparatives. I want to suggest that every 12th adjustment, you should have some sort of progress or comparative. So some doctors ask me, Dr. Mike, what's the difference between a PE and a CE? Well, a CE usually involves a scan and or an x-ray. So you're looking at something structural and neurological that you really can't see from posture or leg length or weight distribution. Now, you should be doing that at least every 24. Key number 17, and this is critical, is technique and technology. I can't emphasize enough the importance of having a technique that allows you to see structural and neurological changes. This is why I'm a big advocate of the Insight Subluxation Station. Because you guys know as well as I do that beyond 10 or 15, if you're talking pain, if you're symptom-based, man, at a conscious and subconscious level, they're picking that up. So they're thinking, why the hell am I here? And they're gone. You're wondering, where did Mrs. Jones go? I mean, you know, I know she came with headaches, but she didn't get the big idea because you talk pain. So using, and again, using a progressing pairs and doing a substation scan or doing re-x-rays and having some objective criteria that you can move the patient towards moves them towards lifetime wellness care. Number 18 is care plans. I can't emphasize enough the importance of having care plans. I don't care if you're starting with a wellness plan 2 to wellness plan 4, which is every 2 weeks to every 4 weeks. But when people got the money out of the way, when they actually put something down, they're committed to it. You've done this before. You said, I'm so committed, I'm going to pay up front, and now I'm committed. Money's out of the way. Whether you master an 88, you know, patient visit care plan on a 12-month care plan program. But here's what I want you to suggest. Here's what I want you to try is moving people towards care plans. And some doctors aren't ready for 12 months. Let's start with 6. Some of you aren't ready for, you know, 6 months. Start with 3. Default and have a smaller term care program with your 6, like a 2-month, and your 12-month, have a 3-month. But have a default. And I've discovered when you have that, you get people through not just the pain, but they start to see lifestyle changes, changes in stress and immunity and sleep. And they want chiropractic care for a lifetime. That is cool. And I love it because that is where people really start to see the changes. And I want to keep and remind you guys that you and I get adjusted on average 52 times a year, once a week. Why shouldn't our patients? Number 19, I want you to listen to this. This is efficiency of flow. And what I mean by that, the key to this is non-repetition and getting the office to circle around you. So not just the care plans we just talked about, but maybe having an open concept. If you're on a travel card system, going to computerized system, a paperless system, having a T-box, you should be able to adjust 20 to 40 people per hour, and that should be a benchmark. If you're doing 40 or 50 an hour, you're doing phenomenal, if not more. I know guys that are doing more than 50 an hour, but comfortably. For patients, I find, you know, 30 to 40 is a really good number. Now, if you're saying there's no way, Mike, I can do 20 or 15 an hour. I want to ask you a question. How long does it take you to adjust your spouse at 11 o'clock at night before you go to bed? You ever get one of those, like, you know, midnight adjustment requests, and it's like, honey, I need an adjustment. And you go, boom, 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 boom. Power's on, you call back and it covers. I'm going to guarantee it probably took you a minute or two, if not less than that. Same with your patients. It's not the time they're paying for. It's your expertise. It's the adjustment. Number 20 is your PTC, your present time consciousness and your focus. Here's what I want to suggest. When you exude passion and you exude purpose and you're talking about chiropractic the whole time, you're talking tick, you're talking referrals, who do you know? When you're in the process and not focused on the outcome, I'll say that again. When you're in the process, when you're present with your patients with intent, and your attention is on the intention of what you do, and you're focused on moving those bones and allowing the power to flow from above down inside out, and you're not worried about how many did I see this week or how much did I collect, don't worry about that, that will come, then you've mastered your PTC. There's no worry of bills or if you're behind, you're just focused with the patient, and that's critical. And number 21, this is a bonus one, is getting into the mindset of servitude. Now, what I mean by that, I get a lot of doctors that call me, and a lot of doctors fall into this egocentric, me approach. There's this poverty concept. There's this worry concept. There's this fear that they're not going to make it. I had to really take a doctor by the hand the other day, and I said to him, John, I said, things will be okay. You know, you just got to move away from worry and fear and focus on love and gratitude. And when I talk about servitude, I'm talking about you shifting to what we call a spirit-centric position, where you're there to serve and love and help others. I said to my assistant today, I said, you know, as we go through, we're retraining, going through procedures again, I said, let's remember that everybody's able to get under care. And I charge $60 an adjustment down here. And if I had to absorb some of that, maybe to 50 or 40, I'll do so. Because people here need the care. It's not the same economy as Canada, United States, and Australia. But you know what? I love adjusting. So if I can get those people and turn on the power, if I have to do it for a lower fee in order to get them on care, I'll do so. Now, that's an exception to the rule. It really is. I haven't had to do a lot of that. because people value what I've done at the exam and at the checkout. And we have people making, you know, checks out for $3,000-$4,000. That's not uncommon. So you can do the same, but move away from egocentric to spirit-centric, and you'll see your practice shift. Wow, I've talked for about half an hour. I know I've got a lot of doctors on. I want you to take a close look at that list. And those doctors who are on with me tonight, I want you to look at that list, and I want you to ask yourself one question. What are the top three things I got to change? And I want you to circle it right now. You might be circling more than three. You might have four or five on that list. But I want you to take that list, I want you to circle it, and then I want you to put a priority number right beside it. This has got to be number one. And this has got to be number two. And this is number three, four, and five. And as you go through that list, I want you to take this, I want you to nail it or pin it to your wall in your office and look at that list and make a conscious decision to shift and change. Don't just, you know, put this in a pile and say, that was a great call, Mike. No, no, no. This is about you making that shift. So I know I've got a number of doctors on. For those of you who are on with me tonight, I want you guys to share that list. What are the top one, two, and three things that you need to change in your practice tomorrow? So who's my first caller? Who's got the gonads to step up and share their top three? Nobody. Oh, you guys are quiet tonight. All right. There's got to be somebody that wants to share their list. We got time to discuss. We've got another 20 minutes on this call. So who wants to share with me? Dr. Shereen, I know you were on the call earlier. Are you still there?
Yes. We were just discussing this, and we definitely need to get on top of our procedures, as well as the vaccine and then the leaky bucket.
So the back end, that would be the anniversaries and the wellness care plans.
Yeah.
So just by looking at your practice and looking at what you need to do, what do you feel from a perspective of implementing maybe better procedures, adding the anniversaries and the wellness care plan, what do you think could potentially happen to your practice, Shereen?
I know that we actually can probably double our practice pretty easily, you know, go close to it. I think that we are right now a personality-driven practice. We don't do any of those things. So I think if we added to it, it would explode.
And, you know, that's a great comment that a lot of doctors do have a personality-driven practice. And I don't want you to forgo that. Don't let go of that. But let's slide underneath that all the foundational pieces that will build your practice. And I think you're going to see your practice just grow and leaps and bounds. It really does. And, you know, this is where I see doctors might be stuck at 150 or 200 and literally see a shift and a doubling of their practices when they start implementing these. I can think of a doctor I had that started to implement wellness care plans after being in practice for 25 years. And as soon as he did that, he saw this massive shift. His numbers just catapulted, just jumped literally 10,000 a month within 30 days. So that's not uncommon. And some doctors don't even have an awareness that they're not doing this. Right? They're just getting the same old habits time and time again. And as soon as you start implementing these new concepts, new ideas that have actually been around for many, many years, we're just putting it all together, your practice actually becomes easier and it's a lot more fun. Thanks for sharing that, Dr. Shereen. Who else do we have online that would like to share one or two? All right. Looks like Dr. Shereen is the only one with balls tonight. All right. If there's no other comments, then I want to thank you guys for being on this call tonight. It is recorded. It's available until September 4th. Go through this again, but take your list and practice with passion. Until our next Power Talk, guys, have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.